Welcome to the Radio 191 FM podcast.
Kia ora, we are here with the wonderful Ernie Bell. How are you doing?
I'm good, thank you. How are you?
Very good, thanks. And for those listeners out there, could you tell us a little bit about what your music is like?
My music is maybe a blend of... I find it really difficult, to be honest, to describe to people what my music is, but...
Totally.
I'm from Aotearoa.
Yeah.
I think it's a blend of... It's been referred to folk noir or Pacific pop. Country tunes.
No, those are great descriptions. And I'm sure most of the listeners out tuned into the radio will have heard some of your amazing tunes before. You've been on the scene for a little while now, playing, releasing a whole bunch of really cool music that's done super well on the SRN, but also playing shows around as well too. Can you tell us a little bit about what your music journey's been like so far?
It feels like it's been a long one, just because I guess I started playing music so long ago, and it wasn't until... what was it, 2 or 3 years ago that I actually released my first album? I think it was 2022. First single in 2021. But it's been, I mean, I feel very grateful for how the music's been received, and to have, you know, to be getting funding from New Zealand on it,
yeah,
to be in a position to actually keep making music. So for that, I'm very grateful. I think there's definitely been a shift, though, and I guess the idea I had of getting into music, what it would be like prior to releasing, and then a couple of years into the industry, you know, it's a little bit disenchanting, I guess. And I think, it loses a little bit of its magic once you're in it, you know. And you kind of get to know how the game rolls out, and it kind of repeats itself in the same way. And so it has changed. I mean, it has been a journey, and I do feel like a different person to to who I was a few years ago.
Yeah, cool. No, great. Good depressing start to the interview. I like that. How have you found, like, because you've managed to be signed to Flying Nun, you've managed to play some shows around, you've even released some tracks, collaborative tracks recently as well, which is super cool. So I can see that, like, you know, joining a label and all that stuff, to some extent, that can be boxing you in, you know, once people start describing your music as a certain genre and stuff like that, and you feel created a sound. But then at the same time, you have obviously opened up these opportunities with being on a label or meeting new musicians and stuff. So what have you been doing to keep feeling inspired or like wanting to create and stuff like that?
Yeah, that's a good question. I mean, I'm sort of in a space where I'm preparing to write another album.
Cool.
And I guess I sort of, between those spaces of writing, I completely switch off, and unless I'm doing live performance or I don't really write frequently. It's really like a build up. I have to sort of starve myself from it, and then really like clear everything out of my world and my life and my just everything, to be able to focus in again and figure out what does inspire me. So I'm kind of just about to go into that zone. So my biggest inspiration right now is to just create space, really, just create time, and I think I want to go and stay, like, I want to write by the water and
Great
do
idea.
Things a little bit differently, and which is, you know, a bit of a luxury, but but just making the effort to take it really, take a bit more care for myself in terms of how I do it. So that's exciting, and I mean, I am just inspired, really. It's quite refreshing to collaborate with Samisi and obviously hear what my other band members are individually working on. And I think I just sort of have a block until I'm in my writing zone. I just block everything off and then let it all purge out.
Yeah, it's cool that you can have like a bit more ability to take a step back and have more holistic care for yourself, especially with the intention of approaching music in the future. And then it's like allows you to grow between each thing you do. And I was thinking about, you were talking about collaborating like with Samisi and stuff like that. Do you think playing music with other people has come to inform how you've changed your music, like going into writing a new album? I mean, I know you don't know how you're going to do it yet, but are you still imagining yourself as like a solo project or as like a sort of big theatrical piece with like a character? Or how does that kind of look and feel to you for writing and approach?
I think currently that's a bit hard to answer. I think that's what I'm trying to, I'm sort of about to go into sort of figuring out. It's between those two worlds, right? That what you're talking about, that big theatrical character. I mean, that's what's exciting about doing a whole album is you do have the room. I mean, you can do whatever, really. You can completely reinvent yourself if you want to, but I guess I'm just trying to figure out what that looks like. I don't think it's going to go that extreme, but you just never know what happens along the way.
I guess that's something about having a project with a name like that, and like what you put out, is that you're kind of blending the personal and the sensational and like finding what you want to grasp at. And so you have got a couple of things coming up still, though, even though you're planning to go into exit your hibernation and do some songwriting. What kind of shows and releases and stuff have you got coming up and planned?
I'm doing a duo support act with my band member Navar. Opening for the Veils on the 22nd of March at the Hollywood in Avondale, which will be amazing. A little bit scary though, because I don't usually tend to play solo with a duo. But we'll see what happens. It's a good challenge.
And the Hollywood will be awesome.
It's always a good time there.
Cool. And then you also have just released Boudoir as well. Can you tell us a bit about the track? Super cool song.
It was a song that Samisi had already completely written the whole piece, all of the instrumentation, everything in demo form, and he sent it to me, and I ended up writing over it. It took a wee while to get there, but I just didn't want to sort of like forget about it or let it slide or miss the opportunity to use it, even though it was quite hard to write to for some reason.
Right.
I just found it like quite a buzzy tune when I first So I'm glad I stuck it out, even though, you know, what I've written over is super simple. But that's all I can really say about it at the minute.
Cool. No, you've done a great job at making it sound like your own voice, and also like a stylistic growth too, which is really cool.
Yeah, it was super fun. I'm into it. I think it's one of those songs that the more I listen to it, obviously having to listen to it, working on it, the more I liked it. I definitely had a bit of uncertainty as to, my participation on this song at first. I was quite confused by it, but now it just makes a lot of sense to me, and I like it more than I did at the beginning.
Cool.
Just like a grower, not a shower.
And I can imagine you're saying how like your listening to it is quite different to, you know, listening to your other music. Are you one of the kind of artists who will listen to your own music? Like, do you enjoy that, or do you like meticulously criticize, or do you avoid it completely?
You mean during the process of, or the aftermath?
Yeah.
I mean, during the process of making the music, I I listen to it like on repeat meticulously.
Mm-hmm.
Because yeah, it's just that like attention to detail of I know some people are the opposite. They don't like to overcook it, but yeah. I like to overcook it so much so that I don't miss anything. I don't miss a beat. Mm-hmm. But that's just how my brain works. So by the time it is released, I'll never listen to the song ever again.
Yeah.
And also because it's just, I wouldn't really go to play my music on Spotify and listen to my own music. But yeah, no shade on people who do, but I think it is just because you've listened to it a million times. Usually in the car, just if it's something I'm working on, just on repeat, which feels really quite full on to do. But it's necessary for me. That's how I work. So
for sure, yeah, definitely understand that. So now that you're on your break, what's on in the car? What are you listening to?
Oh, what am I listening to? Well, to be honest, I haven't really sort of delved. I've been listening to a lot of NTS shows because I just don't have to think about don't have to think about a playlist. I get so over Spotify algorithms and so usually that or I've been listening to a few demos of friends sending me stuff, which is, that's exciting. I always enjoy listening to music that no one else has heard. But yeah.
Cool.
Nothing that sort of and reached out.
Well, I've got... Yeah, no worries. I've got time for a couple more questions. So I just want to ask, you've played some shows opening for some really cool acts like Andy Schaaf and Orville Peck and a bunch more. Have you been like, do you find yourself really enjoying and learning and being inspired by some of those bigger acts, or how does that affect you and your performances, and what do you like bring to performances when you go to play at some of those bigger shows?
I do really enjoy opening for those bigger acts, international acts, because it always feels like a win if you obviously win the audience over. It feels like, oh well, maybe I could go bigger than, like, if they have a good reaction to it, then then maybe I can find a bigger audience somewhere in the world outside of New Zealand. It's good to test the songs out on different crowds. And Orville Peck definitely was a really good response, I found, which was interesting.
Cool.
I mean, that's always a good experience to do those big acts, and I'm really keen to do more. If they'll have me, anyone.
Cool. And then also, I just thought for the future of Ernie Bell, what do you think our audience and listeners can expect to hear? You said you're going to go back into working on some new stuff. Do you have any sort of thoughts going into that yet? Do you see yourself keeping playing music in this sort of format? And what sort of ambitions do you have at the moment?
I mean, I want to at least do the attempt that most New Zealand musicians have of touring overseas, obviously. I mean, I feel like if I don't try, it would just be a bit sad. Not even give it a crack.
Oh, you absolutely
will. Everyone else has, so I would, I'd love to do that. And I don't know, in terms of the music, I feel like I just want to make some bangers.
Just
want a fun album and a bit more upbeat, maybe even a bit poppier. I just want to be able to have a different stage presence and have more energy and
think so you don't get too depressed about being stuck in the industry.
Sick.
That sounds super exciting. I can totally hear that coming as well. I can totally imagine you making some bangers like that.
Yeah. Hopefully.
I always have Hellhole stuck in my head anyway, so I can't wait for more.
Oh, that's good.
Cool. Well, thank you so much for joining us. It's a real pleasure to have you on.
Thank you.
And good luck with your show at Hollywood as well. That sounds great.
Cool. Thanks so much.
Cool. See ya.
Bye.
Darling, I'm settling up on you. You know I adore ya. Please come back. Bring me the perfect portrait. Golden revelation.
This was a Radio 1 91 FM podcast. All of our content lives online at r1.co.nz.